Mr. Hugo Bonilla, Minister of Foreign Affairs of El Salvador, Dr. Lian Tikeu, Minister of Agriculture and Forestry, Laos, Mr. Kaba Urgesa, State Minister for Agriculture of Ethiopia, Mr. Phil Hogan, EU Commission for Agriculture and Rural Development, Mr. Gilbert Hongbu, President of IFAD, Mr. David Beasley, Executive Director of WFP, Ambassador Amira Gornas, Chair of the CFS, Honorable Ministers, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure and a particular honor for me to welcome all of you to this special event on Zero Hunger. I am glad with the presence of the heads of the two other Rome-based agents, Mr. Gilbert and Mr. David, and also with the presence of the Commissioner Hogan. EU has been one of our greatest partners on supporting food security and food safety issues. What brings us here today is our most basic and most central common issue. It is something that is at the very core of our mandates, ending hunger and malnutrition. As you know, zero hunger has become shorthand for the Sustainable Development Goal number 2. We have the symbolic meaning of it, show it there. We should be proud of this. SDG 2 exists thanks to the joint effort of the Rome-based agents, and of course, the support of EU member countries. We know that the SDGs are interlinked, but SDG 1 and 2 are particularly central to achieving the overall agenda, eradicate extreme poverty and hunger. Many of the goals, such as health and education, cannot be achieved if we don't achieve these two first. But today, more than 800 million people are still unnourished. And unfortunately, as I said in the morning, this number started to grow again. 155 million children under 5 are stunted, close to a quarter of the total. Many others suffer from other forms of malnutrition, particularly obesity. 1.9 billion people are overweight and 500 million minimum are obese. And another 2 billion people suffer from micronutrient deficiency. So this means that more or less half of the world population suffers from one form of malnutrition nowadays. The world is facing one of the largest humanitarian crises ever. There are 20 million people at risk of famine in 4 countries, Northeast Nigeria, Somalia, South Sudan, and Yemen. Men, women, children are being left behind with lasting negative effects for their countries and for the world. Ladies and gentlemen, the world has achieved much with the MDGs. Poverty and hunger have been reduced over the last decades. However, the numbers remain high. Conflict, population growth, climate change are changing dietary patterns, are posing new challenges for us. And this brought up to a new era of international development, the 23rd Agenda. The MDGs were about reduction of hunger and poverty. But the 23rd agenda took the ambition at a new level. We are committing now to eradicate hunger and extreme poverty. But to do that, we'll need scaling up action if we want really to do that before 2030. We have seen it done in various countries around the world. We know that what works and how it can be adapted to different contexts and national realities. But to succeed, we have to work together. That's what we learned from the past. Partnerships are key for coordinated and scale-up actions. We are working side by side, the three Rome-based agents and other partners, to build more prosperous future and a hunger-free world. Last December, the three Rome-based agents present a common vision and a guiding principles for enhancing deliver on the 23rd agenda. Since then, we can already find good examples of our coordination and collaboration, combining efforts in South Sudan, Nigeria, Somalia, and Yemen. The 23rd agenda calls for strong commitment to national decision-making and great self-reliance of member states. We are seeing this happen with regional initiatives and organizations playing a substantial role. These are key to mobilize resources and to transform the global zero hunger commitments into local action. We need much more local actions. Today, we will hear from our panelists about the experience of countries and regional process in Africa, Asia, the Pacific, and also Latin America and the Caribbean. The Malabo Declaration, adopted by the African leaders in 2014, provides a comprehensive vision to ending hunger by 2025. In 2013, countries in the Asian Pacific region also reaffirmed their strong commitment to end hunger and malnutrition. Latin America and the Caribbean was the first region to commit to eradicate hunger by 2025. All those efforts have been translated into plans and strategy and has given the region significant reduction in the number of unnourished people. Ladies and gentlemen, we must turn political will into concrete action to accelerate the progress on the SDG number 2. This requires enabling policy and institution environment. Firstly, we need to focus more strongly on national strategies. Also, nutrition, health, and education policies. Secondly, we need to enhance governance and coordination mechanisms to facilitate dialogue between different sectors and stakeholders. Thirdly, we need to sharpen the focus of Zero Hunger Initiative. For that, decision makers need solid and relevant evidence, including statistics and monitoring data. And last but not least, we have to increase investments in food security issues. This will be crucial for effective implementation of policies and programs needed to achieve the zero hunger. In order to support countries in all four areas, we have expanded our partnerships. A good example is the new partnership with the European Union. And I thank again Commissioner Hogan for this strong support. FAO has reinforced support for food security and nutrition, sustainable agriculture development at country level, incorporating policy officers in 34 countries. Ladies and gentlemen, today is the first, but certainly not the last time you see the three heads of the Rome-based Asians together. We will continue to take forward this discussion on achieving SDG 2 and zero hunger. During the UN general debate next September in New York, we are planning also a side event on the SDG 2. And in October, during the World Food Day, we'll be here in this same plenary with the G7 ministers of agriculture. And now, as you just heard in the morning, the announcement that the Pope also will be present this day. So we are in good hands, let's say. And I would like to conclude by thanking all of you, especially the panelists and the speakers, my colleagues here at the podium, and delegates for their presence and committing to achieve zero hunger. I know that the 2030 is just that around the corner. But if we do well, we can be the first zero hunger generation. Thank you.